Hi everybody, Michelle here from Boo Sounds, and eventually George will probably say hi. Yeah. Just now watering a little bit of the garden, but a little bit of an update. We have nothing really to update with regards to our root garden. Nothing's really up, which is disconcerting because a lot of them were supposed to be fairly short germination, but that could just be, you know, basic sprout too. But I'm not watering much. I'm watering where our celery is. There's a little bit of a depression there, and I have found what really works for that is to really give it a good watering, because what happens is that then when it's lacking in water, it can suck from that depression. So anyway, just turning off the water here. And there's our mascot birds. There's a few more chirpings, so I think it was what I said, that it was a breeding tree. Or what I call, you know, that's what I call it, but, you know, like a nest is up there. And there's a lot of fledglings going on, like, that are coming from the nest. So, here and there, we've got a few daisies on our lawn. The rhubarb's up. I've been meaning to, do a yanking, and I should, because if I want to get more of a crop, then that'd be good. Out front, it's June, so our Hansen roses are doing really well. They're starting to bloom. Peonies, some of them kind of got ratched because of the storm we had, but they are opening. I haven't seen the hollyhocks yet, but our pansies that we planted, they're up. Well, they're doing well, quite well. And so do some of the other plants that we bought. The wild bergamot and the lemon balm, which is also known as bee balm. Got given some tomato plants the other day.
I thought the bergamot was known as bee balm.
Nope. That's wild bergamot. So planted them the other day and watered them. We've got a blossom on one of them, so I'm really hoping that more comes. The soil was really dry, so I think we're going to have to go to the community garden this afternoon. Then the basil's doing really well. Because when the concrete is warm, it gives off that extra warmth it needs, as well as the sunlight. So I'll give it a haircut pretty soon, and then we can dry it or what have you. So yeah, very peaceful. Our lilies aren't yet out, but they are coming along. They're budding. What else? I think that's it. So, but I'm really thinking that our community garden is going to be a bit dry, so maybe I will stop for right now, and I wish I could leave you with the aromas that are around. It's beautiful. Because we added different things, well, now they're, the aromas are. So, I'll leave you with that. And maybe I will use the same file later to update. All right, so talk to you later. Hi, everybody. Phase two. Just got wetted here at the community garden. Let's set the sprayer on the side of the the raised bed, and it slipped off and sprayed us. Well, I don't know if it got George, but it got me. So yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, is giving this really good watering. Almost done, I think. Good and saturated. Nothing. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I got the tomatoes up, although I'm gonna have to go to the other end, I think, because I think one of them is down. Fret. And so kind of makes it tough. For them to grow. Got them through a friend of ours, and so kind of helping the guys next to us and his bit watered. Not going to do it too much because our backyard soil is quite damp, so his will be. So I'm going to leave that there. There, that should not go too far. And now we're going to walk to the building so that we can get the water turned off and stuff like that. It is a beautiful day. It's warm, but we do have some overcast clouds. So we'll see what happens. It should be enough for watering, I think, for a couple days, hoping. But our good our container garden in the morning. Yeesh. At our place is a good tell of that. So at the water right now, and so I'm gonna turn off the main valve. And then that's depressurizing it. We just flick a switch. I finally figured out how to do that. So I don't get confused anymore. So yeah, we're gonna get back to church now because we have less than a minute. And I think it'd be nice to say goodbye. Hopefully this breeze will be down. So yeah, now just to check on that plant, but we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, we'll say goodbye for now. May your journeys be safe. Take care, and bye for now.